You are proudly listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm your host, your dynamic host, Philip DeRoche, and you're now listening to Career Fast Track. This is a show specifically designed. It's chiseled out of stone. It's so precise. And in that it's created to educate and inspire you to land your dream job. You know, some people say that they love doing something so much they would do it for free. Well, we have a very different philosophy on the show here, is that we say that if you love doing something so much, you must only earn a living doing it. You see the distinction between those two? Once you start to look around and say, what do I love? Then start earning a living doing that. Now, there's one group of people that disagrees with that statement. And I've figured out a way to address it and ensure that everyone who hears that statement agrees with it. And this is what it is. Sometimes someone will say, well, I like it only as a hobby, and that I don't, once I start doing it as a job, then it's no longer a hobby and I don't like it as much. Well, I have this to say to that. You have a choice. You can either be broke and have a hobby you love, or do your hobby, earn a living doing it, enjoy it less, but be rich. So broke, love a hobby. Rich, like the hobby less. So that's it. That's your choice. It's a very simple one, actually. So just remember that. And the belief that I have, and everyone that applies or follows the systems that I use, believe that in the end, you figure out what you love to do and you earn a living doing it. And the nice thing is that you can actually have fun and do that. And so many people do it, and it's very possible. In fact, I believe it's the only way to live. Now, today's show is, you know, that about that one ingredient that is the true secret to your success. You know, so often there's all these strategies, and I cover a lot of strategies in this show. And one of the disadvantages of following strategies is that you lose connection with who you really are. You're not being yourself. The biggest problem when you don't connect with who you are is that you don't connect with others around you. And when you don't connect with others around you, there's no relationship. And when there's no relationship, there's no employment. And this is a relationship-driven market. And so it's all about you connecting FaceTime with this individual. And if you don't know who you are, you're not being yourself, then they can't connect with you. And if they can't connect with you, they don't hire you. So today's show, you will leave it having a clear understanding if you're being real with people, and if you aren't, how you can be real with them. And I'm going to use a very interesting and different approach this show. I'm going to tell you a story. In fact, it's a true story that occurred to me 2 days ago. And when I heard this story, I said to myself, this must be transmitted to the listener, because you will learn so much. It will, in fact, revolutionize your opinion of relationships and how you could leverage them and how you can maximize the time spent with people. It's mind-boggling. In fact, when I heard this story, I didn't believe it. And the only reason I ended up believing it was because of the result. So everything that I'm telling you right now is as an effect of the result that this individual had. So it's not just information. It's information that produces amazing results. So this particular individual that I'm talking about was so effective at being himself that he outproduced an entire team. Let me explain. This gentleman works for an establishment, and what happens is that he told me he makes more tip than the entire team. I think there are around 6 or 7 people combined. And I asked him, how do you do it? And he told me, and I'm now going to tell you. That's exciting. But first, we got to back up. I got to tell you a bit about what was happening here. I went to a nice hotel, actually. It was the Fairmont Hotel in Vancouver, British Columbia, a beautiful city. And by the way, even though I'm using a Vancouver hotel example, this story applies throughout North America. So whether you're listening in San Diego or Vermont or Montreal or Edmonton or Vancouver, this content will be directly related to you, okay? And the promise is that by the end of the show, you will know whether or not you're being yourself and how you can be yourself. Okay, so on we go. So I rented a room in this Fairmont hotel because I was having a party. My company was putting on a party, and I attended the party, and then I knew that I would be wanting to hang out at the hotel, so I went upstairs and I rented a room, and it was wonderful. One of the things that was bothering me was I didn't know when I was supposed to tip and when I wasn't supposed to tip. So, for example, at one point I needed a bottle opener for a bottle of wine. And so I called down and I asked someone to bring me a bottle opener. And when he came up and gave me the bottle opener, I then asked him, I said, do most people give you a tip for doing this? And he said, yes. I said, great. How much? He says, well, it depends. Sometimes it's $1, sometimes it's $5. I asked him once how much his biggest tip was, $150. Couldn't believe it. I couldn't match that. So I gave him $1. And he went down. And one of the things as he was walking out is I stopped him. I said, well, what about other things? When are you supposed to tip? Are you supposed to tip if you ask the concierge a question? If you, for example, you want to have them hold your bags, or if you ask for directions or they give you a map, do you have to tip them? Like, I don't know. What are all the rules here? There's 100 rules for this kind of stuff. So basically, I wanted some honesty so I can get some clarity so I didn't feel guilty. Because I noticed one of the things throughout the day was sometimes I didn't feel like giving a tip. So I would say to myself, well, if I don't feel like it, why do I have to give it? And then I said, well, Philip, there's rules. If you don't want to give a tip, but there's a rule, then you've got to give a tip. But if there's no rule, then don't give a tip unless you feel like it. Because sometimes people give a tip even though it's not called for, but they feel like they want to do it. Is this making any sense? So there are people in a hotel who, according to the rules, never get tipped. And there are some people that get tips for things that no one ever gets tips for. And so the beginning of this story, or the story, gets very interesting as of here. So at this point, what happens is I'm going to return a product, and I had a heavy bag with me, and the woman behind the cash or the reservation desk said, would you like us to hold your bag while you go and return this product? I said, that would be great. I would love that. I don't have to carry the bag. So it's funny, when I gave the bag over, I said to myself, oh man, am I going to have to give a tip or not a tip? I got all confused. I figured I would take care of this issue after. So I went and I gave the product back, and I came back and I then went to pick up the bag. And as I walked to the person, the bag person who held my bag, I said, hi, may I have my bag, please? So he gives me the bag back. I then look him in the eye and I say, do you expect a tip right now? Like, I'm not sure. He said, well, you don't have to give a tip. I said, do most people give tips? He said, well, sometimes they give tips, sometimes they don't give tips. He said, it's funny you ask me. I'm the person who makes the most tips out of this entire hotel. I said, you're kidding. I said, what do you mean? He said, the reservation desk, the concierge, the bag handlers, the cleaning ladies, cleaning men, whatever it is, all of them. I make the most tip in the entire hotel. I mean, at this point, I was like riveted. I said, oh my, I gotta learn. Because I had a feeling that this information wasn't just applicable to getting tips at a hotel. It's applicable to life and how you can make a difference or have an impact. Because would you agree with me that sometimes people don't say anything, like they don't say how great a job you did. They give you money as a thank you. So it's an exchange, right? So the more you give to a person, the more money they will give back. This is the assumption I'm assuming, okay? Meaning, if you're going to give a big gift of whatever it is, and I was going to find out from this guy how he does it, the more money you're going to get back. And according to him, that's what happens to him. So I said, you mean you make the most tip out of the entire hotel? He says, how do you know that? He says, we meet up. We have these meetings, right? And everyone wants to know how I do it, right? So here he was ready to tell me. He goes on to say that, in fact, he not only makes the most tip out of the entire hotel, he makes more tip than the entire bag handling team put together, which I think was 6 or 7 people, which is unprecedented. Like, I can't even begin to imagine how much better you would have to be in order to do this. So I started asking him some questions and trying to find out what it was that he did specifically that produced these amazing results. And at this point, I was starting to observe his behavior. And I was like, well, how's he being with me that made me feel like, why would I give him a tip? I mean, what made him special? And I'm so excited to cover what we are about to discuss. But first, you got to hear the break. I'll be back with amazing facts to learn how to be yourself and guarantee to have connection with people and therefore take you one step closer to landing your dream job. I'll be back in a minute.
UBC Rec is everything that is recreation on campus. No matter how you play, UBC Rec is your resource for fun activities. This student program is operated by over 140 volunteers, and it is the largest intramural recreation organization in Canada. Programs cover fitness, instructional classes, outdoor recreation, drop-in sports, special events, small tournaments, and intramural leagues. All the registration information is available in the Student Recreation Center or online at rec.ubc.ca. UBC Rec, how do you play?
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and you are glued to your radio or computer listening to Career Fast Track, a show specifically designed to educate and inspire you. That's right, you, to land your dream job. Not anyone else, you specifically. It's tailored just for you. Before the break, I was talking to you about an amazing story about a gentleman who makes the most tips out of this hotel in Vancouver called the Fairmont. And I then dived into finding out how it is he did it. So first I want to tell you how I started to observe him. One of the things that I noticed is that he was a really good listener. Now you've heard that a million times, a good listener, be a good listener, be a good listener. How do I know that he's a good listener? Well, I felt listened to. But I had to go further. What was it that he did? What behavior did he have that made me feel like I was being listened to? When I talked, what I sensed was every time I finished talking, there was a pause. It wasn't as if he had been pre-thinking his thoughts. So what that made me feel was that he was actually listening to me. What was really interesting is that because there was a pause, I sometimes would talk more. And then I would end up talking way more than I ever expected I would. And as a result, I felt like he was a fantastic listener. And automatically, I felt more engaged with him. And I said, well, is this why people give him all these tips? And he said, it's one of the reasons, but not the major reason. So I said, okay, so one of the reasons is he's a good listener, he's present, and he's also noticed his body language. I would move around, I would be maybe fidgeting a bit on the table, and he would move his body so that it was flush with me. He wouldn't be on the side, and his hands weren't in his pockets. He was not looking at the internet at the same time while he was talking to me. He was totally present with me. And he had a lot of things going on around him, so he was very engaged. So that was a very big thing that came up. Then he dropped an incredible statement. And before he said that statement, I said something that triggered him to say that. And it was this. I said, you know, sometimes I don't feel like giving a tip. And I'm at a point in my life now where I hate feeling like I have to do something because I should do it. Because I notice it never works. If you should drive them home, then it looks like you're doing charity and you feel guilty for them, and it never works. If you don't want to do something, I was telling him, don't do it. You know, if you don't feel a connection, don't feel like you have to go out of your way to be nice. Like if you go to a party and you don't like a particular person, you don't have to go out of your way to like them. You just be yourself. Don't go talk to them. Don't try to be a savior. Don't try to take care of them. A lot of these are my issues, because in dealing with people as a people pleaser, which is one of the things I notice I do, the benefit is that I get to be very aware of what works in, let's, for example, in careers. So I can transmit this information to you. The benefit is that I'm very sensitive to what goes on around me, and I'm very aware of things others don't see, and that's why I can tell this to you. You might not see this, and that's the benefit. The disadvantage is that if I'm not doing what I want to do with you over the air right now, you're not going to listen. It's going to be boring. And this is all coming down to is being yourself. But I asked him, how do you be yourself? And then he laid it on me. The most powerful concept I've ever heard around being yourself. He said, the way to guarantee that you're being yourself is that you're only doing what you want to do. I said, well, what do you mean? I said, well, what if you have a patron or a guest that comes to the hotel and they're really mean and you don't want to serve them? I said, what do you do? He said, Philip, what I do is I always guarantee that I'm going to be polite. Like there's common courtesy, okay? But he does not do anything for this person, okay? He does absolutely nothing for them. And then he said an amazing concept. He said, one of the beliefs in the hospitality industry is that it's like acting. And then he said some amazing, you know, that's the thing, acting. You got to act like you're interested in people, or you're it's like a big show. And he had a complete opposite opinion. What he discovered was, first of all, he made a really good point. There are so few good actors in this world, and the good ones get paid a lot of money, but there's so many poor actors. To expect people to be actors is one of the biggest mistakes you can do in hospitality. I said, so what is the trick? He says, when you want to be nice to someone, be nice to them. When you don't want to be nice to someone, don't be courteous, but don't do anything extra. He said, Philip, what I discovered was that I got more motivated to connect to people that I liked, and I didn't spend much time on those that I didn't like. He said, whereby others have this generic, scripted language to everyone. And in the end, there's no connection. And what was most amazing was that he even said that the ones that he didn't go out of his way to connect with because they were being rude often respected that about him and came and gave him a tip because he appreciated where they were at. Maybe in a bad mood, they didn't want to talk much, just kind of get this thing going, get him into the room kind of thing. He told me an amazing story. He was sitting behind the desk waiting for bags, and he noticed a woman, and he said, oh, by the way, I'm very unconventional, and I'm sure that the hotel won't have a problem with me sharing this information. I mean, he's an amazing guy, and if you go to the Fairmont, you got to go talk to him. He's in baggage handling. So he says, and some people look at him when he does certain things, and they're like freaking out. They're like, this is so off the wall, but it's amazing what happens as a result. So this gentleman, he sees this woman sitting on a bench, and he's standing there, and she hasn't come to him. Nothing's ever happened. They haven't talked before, spoken together. There's been no connection between him and her. He looks at her, and he gets this feeling like she was lonely. He just had a sense. You know, a human sense, when you tap into your gut instinct, okay? He often says this. He says, whenever I get a gut instinct, I follow it when it comes to people in the hotel. And when I do that, it's amazing what happens. Well, anyway, he goes over to this woman and he sits down beside her and he says, I noticed you over there and you looked sad. Straight up, straight communication, following his heart. The woman couldn't believe it. She opened up. She told him a bit about what was going on. She was lonely, missing her family. He ended up getting a huge tip out of that. Now, did he do it because he wanted the tip? Absolutely not. He knows he's in a business that when he shows initiative and he follows his heart with people, that the benefit is a tip. Now, if he was out on the street and he felt someone was sad, he may not go and see them. So let's be honest here. I mean, one of the motivating factors is he's got to do his job well. And his job is to be connected to people. So he goes up to this woman and she gets a great tip. I said, that's amazing. He said, notice that is far out of any curriculum or any training that I've ever done. He says the trick to making more tip than anyone in this entire hotel is to be yourself. And the number one way to be yourself is to not do something when you don't want to do it and to do something when you do want to do it. And, you know, I said that takes courage. And I want to talk about that word courage. But first, these words, I'll be right back after the break with this amazing content around being yourself, how to identify whether you're being yourself, and how you can apply it to your dream job search. After the break, talking about courage and how you can apply this information to your specific job search to land your dream job. I'll be back in a sec.
CITR podcast update number one.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. Without getting too technical, tell me how what you're working on is different from what's available to me right now.
So right now, if you want to listen to your favorite CITR program, you need to be listening to it on your radio live or streaming over the internet live. But with CITR podcasts, you'll be able to download your favorite show and listen to it whenever you want on your computer or on your MP3 player.
I'm just thinking about that.
I know, it's pretty rad.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
I gotta go.
You've been listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver or on the internet at www.citr.ca. Listening to Career Fast Track, a show specifically designed to educate and inspire you to land your dream job. That's right. Now, if you haven't been on our website recently, it's hot. We changed it up. It's a new website. It's easy to listen to us. It says, listen to what's going on right now kind of button. And when it says that button, you press it and then you hear what's going on live. If you've missed your favorite show or you want to sample shows you've never heard before, we have recently launched our podcasting service, which means all shows are recorded on a server, which means we've saved the shows. You just click on the show and you listen to it. It's that simple. And what that can do for you is it can catch you up on what you missed. Or if you've got some time or some free time, you want to just fill in some time, you could do that as well. Or if there's a friend says, you got to listen to this amazing Career Fast Track show. It's like one of those shows that just blows your mind. And the content you hear just revolutionizes the industry. Well, then you can go listen to it for that reason too, right? Oh, that's funny. Okay, so I was talking before the break about the trick to being yourself was one, to do what you want to do and do it when you feel you want to do it and never do something when you don't want to do it. Now, I said, well, to follow your heart, like to go up to this woman, like that story I just told you about walking up to a woman and saying, you know, you look sad and having a conversation and realizing that she needed someone to listen to and he ended up getting a huge tip. That is so amazing that he felt his heart to do that. Now, you might, you know, many of you in the service industry do have that heart. You know what I mean by heart? You have a strong intuition. You have a strong sense of what people need, and you have a desire to have people enjoy themselves. And so whenever you feel like something would be appropriate, and do it. It's amazing how often it's right. It's when you do it, when you don't want to do it, that creates the problems. So another woman I know who's in hotels, she's fantastic at what she does. She was at the front desk. She's a reception. She does reservations. This woman had a bit of a red nose and was blowing her nose while doing the intake for her room. Well, this woman behind the cash or behind the desk noticed that she went upstairs. And by the way, this woman works at the Hyatt. So great, great place as well. Check that out. She called room service to send up a hot water bowl with a towel so that you put your over and you can clear your nose. The woman was so amazed. She actually came back and gave her a tip. Now, listen, reservation desk people never get tips ever, like ever. In fact, I asked her. She says she is the only one that ever gets tips, and she gets gifts as well. Tips and gifts. Amazing. And I said, well, what is it you do to get this? And she said, well, what I do differently from others is that when the guest comes to me, what can I do, like that thing about the hot water and the nasal? So it does take courage to do these kinds of things. And but that's where all the magic happens. That's where your career takes off. And some of this subject is around not just career transition, but career management. So when you're in the career, you can really leverage this personality trait of yours, or your just show your personality. But the show is concentrated on career transition. And so here's the thing. You must be yourself when dealing with employers. There's no two ways about it. An employer wants to connect to you. And I want to remind you, and I want to stress this, that when you're in an interview, it's so important that you feel like you can do what you feel like you want to do. And if you don't want to do it, don't do it. This is a perfect example. Cover letters. They're sometimes written so bloody boring and safe. And you have this intuition that says, well, I should mention that I eat their chips because I love their chips. Let's say if you want to work at a company like Frito-Lay, who makes chips, write it on the cover page. Here, Procter & Gamble, they make all sorts of products, Crest and shampoos. You know, say in the cover letter how much you love using their product and you love smelling the bottle. Like, these are risky statements, and no one teaches it because it's risky, but it's real. Employers are so desperate for real. I see so many employers, and these are leading employers around the world. They come to university. I work at the University of British Columbia as a career coach for the students. And one of the things that I hear so often from the employers is that they come out of the interviews saying they were like slippery. Like, have you ever tried picking up a seed, a lemon seed? I just was using lemon hot water this morning and tried picking up the seed. It was slippery. There was nothing to hold on to. Same thing with people when you're not being real. You're just being fake. You're just going through the motions. You're scripted. You don't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to sound so scripted before going in an interview. You want to connect with the person. And the way you know you are connecting is that you're actually doing what you want to do. So if you feel like asking a tough question and you're feeling it, go for it. Listen to your instinct, okay? It's okay to listen to your instinct. In fact, that's the number one skill that employers look for, is being confident. And many people say, well, what does confident look like?
En avant la musique. Votre émission éclectique de langue française sur les ondes de CITR 101,9 FM. Chansons d'expression française, jazz, musique du monde et musique actuelle pour les francophones et francophiles de la région de Vancouver. En avant la musique, l'émission francophone la plus branchée. En avant la musique, the only eclectic French show on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.